This morning we have a guest joining us on the phone. Tina Bakehouse is with us from Golden Hills RC&D over in Oakland. We've got a couple of different things, topics we want to cover here this morning, including an event going on this afternoon at the Griswold Public Library. Tina, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Jim. How are you?
Good, thank you. Are you enjoying all this rain?
Oh my goodness, I guess that's what we can say. There is a beautiful sound to rain, and it does have its own creative way of expressing itself, but there has been a lot of it. We've been begging for it, and now we're getting lots of it.
Careful what you wish for. Yeah, the tomatoes should be big this time this year,
I think they've been loving it.
Yeah, probably the only ones, those and the ducks. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going to be going on at the Griswold Public Library. You've got an event going on this afternoon. What's that all about?
Yes, well, part of what's been really exciting in Cass County is that all these public libraries have really gotten together, and the theme this summer is Libraries Rock, and so the Griswold Public Library reached out to me, and they were interested in having me conduct a creative drama workshop where it's embracing this idea of stupendous sounds, and so I'm using that book and tapping into the power of sounds and understanding the science behind sounds, and then using theater strategies and activities to have the kids use their imagination and create different sounds with their voices and their bodies.
Is this a free event for youngsters just to show up?
Yes, they can certainly show up. It'll be a lot of fun. We'll do anything from creating a machine, different environments, even a rainstorm, act out parts of the story. So I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Excellent. Now, is this for young children or older children alike?
Well, I think it's open to all families, and so come with your youngsters, and it's always a lot of fun if we can get an intermix of different age groups.
Very good. Well, it's fun to see that there's a lot of activities going on at our local public libraries when you consider that everyone said libraries were going to be closed because the Internet's the place to go for everything now. They're still finding their niche.
That's right, and I think that's what makes them stand out is that the Internet, though it has wonderful resources at our fingertips, what the libraries provide is much more than that. They have the free Internet there as well because they stayed up with the times. But they have, you know, they have a person that actually can help you find the resources. If you have a book that you're interested in, they can locate it outside of their walls. But then they also have gone further than that, and they have lots of amazing programming where even at the Griswold Public Library, you can check out Seeds. You can, at Atlantic Public Library, a few weeks ago, we got the opportunity to see Mary Swander, Iowa Poet Laureate, read some of her books and play banjo and harmonica. And so it's just become a wonderful opportunity of free entertainment for friends and families.
That's exactly it. You think about it. How many times do we get frustrated when we try to call someplace to get something taken care of and we run into that labyrinth of the phone system that we get lost in? Well, that can happen online, too, very easily. But if you walk into a library, you're visiting with a human. How many times have we said it would be nice if somebody just answered the phone?
That's right, and that's the beauty of the library. And I think what has made it stand out is that you walk into a space, and it's still quiet, which I think we kind of in this day and age with all the noise that there's lots of distractions and noise all around. But this is the one space that you can go into, have some quiet, do some reading, and have just a wonderful space and ask some questions, and you have someone there who's happy to help.
You bet. Well, when you include all the wonderful resources that they have and the programming that they've been providing, a lot more programming than they had when I was a child at our local public library. But also, in addition to that, you've got so many other things that they have going on with regard to genealogy services and things like that. There are so many things for folks to get interested in at the local libraries. It's a wonderful opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, when I was working on the Ghost Town bike ride, it was pretty incredible when I went to the Glenwood Public Library, and the joy that the genealogist, the gal in the genealogy department found that we were wondering, a lot of people were wondering and debating if this particular town was truly a town, and we found research that yes, it sure was, that Solon was really a town, and it really did have a post office years ago, and so there was some joy in finding that rich history and pictures and documentation.
You bet. So don't forget your local public library, because by golly, they haven't forgotten you.
That is absolutely right.
All right.
And that's what's great with the part of with Golden Hills RC&D, what we believe in is with the outreach part of it is going out and doing some help with the educational programming there as well. That is part of what makes rural Iowa very interesting, too, is when we have those cultural opportunities.
That program, again, this afternoon starting at 2 o'clock, and that's at the Griswold Public Library. Now, in addition to that, we want to talk about something else, too, that Golden Hills is always very supportive of, and it's that time of the year, farmers markets. Everywhere you look, there's a farmers market, and I guess they are kind of the produce version of what your library is, another good local resource.
That's right. So over 10 years ago, we started a Southwest Iowa Food Initiative, or SWIFI, and we worked together with local farmers to begin, you know, getting the conversations going that there's a lot of great farmers out there that need the support and that we should get some farmers markets started. And so about 10 years ago, that organization sort of started. And then what we have done in the last couple of years is put together a brochure that you can find on our website on goldenhillsrcnd.org, where it actually lists all the Southwest Iowa farmers markets, when they are, where they are, so that if you want to get local produce within a short amount of driving time, you can do so every day of the week.
Why is it important to have these types of local resources?
Well, I think, you know, what's really great is with Southwest Iowa especially, I grew up here, and I've always been very appreciative of how people are willing to help. And supporting these different activities, whether it's with our local libraries or with our farmers markets, will help them keep sustainability and help them keep running and going and doing. So we have to have people interested in order to keep them going. So it's important that we attend them so that we can continue seeing them happen over the years.
Well, there are other things that are happening. It's other resources that are available. It's another reason to live here in rural Iowa.
That's right. And I think what's great is over the last several weeks, as the farmers markets have been booming, I've been to Atlantic and Glenwood and Red Oak and different other spots, and I plan on hitting other counties throughout Southwest Iowa as well. And it's great to see faces, familiar faces, meet new ones, but then share great information and just to come home with a great bag of fresh food. But in the meantime, you know, they are really stepping up to the plate and creating some wonderful activities that are kid friendly, so that it becomes a community effort, and it's fun, it's free entertainment.
Well, it's kind of nice to see folks stepping forward, and of course Golden Hills allows us the opportunity to be able to get some assistance in doing those things. But it's easy just to sit back in a rural area and complain about the things that we think we don't have, when you can use the resources like Golden Hills to try to attack some of those problems and make sure that we fill those needs.
That's right. And as a nonprofit organization, that's part of what we do with caring for what people want and need. We do a lot with rural placemaking, and you know, what the people ask for, we try to make that happen, whether through grants or through friend raising to get the donations to help with that. And so that's what's important, is we are all about development and promoting of cultural and conservation projects just to help in the quality of life. And I really feel that a good town has both libraries and farmers markets.
You bet. So you intend to make some visits through Golden Hills this year to some of those farmers markets. Will you folks have a presence?
Yes, we plan on. I will be visiting Atlantic at least once a month, and I know that Lance and Becca, two other project coordinators, will be as well. Whether it will be about bicycle safety, which was one of the grants that we received through Wellmark, or I'll be doing ag arts types of activities, come and check us out, and you'll be able to check on our website through goldenhillsrcd.org when and what different farmers markets we're visiting.
Very good. So family-style activities.
Absolutely, family-style. And so, you know, anything from creating an ag arts mosaic with your family to sharing a story to guessing and doing seed identifications, it's a lot of fun.
Very good. Sounds like you've got some fun plans coming up here. There's lots of summer left. Make sure you get out and enjoy some of that.
That's right, and that's what's been great. I have been buzzing around, you know, seven different ag arts camps throughout Southwest Iowa, four different counties this summer, and we have a storytelling event coming up this Saturday in Shenandoah and one in Griswold on the 8th, and just a lot of really great cultural experiences that everybody can enjoy.
Wow, a lot to do. Better let you go so you can get after those plans. Sounds like you're very busy.
I got to run, Jim. I got
to
run.
Well, Tina, thank you so much again for your time, and wish you the best. Hope you have a nice crowd there today at the Griswold Public Library. Again, that's at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Hope you get a chance to take the young ones out and enjoy today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Have a good rest of the day.